You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode, we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches. Hi, Dad.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm good. It's good to get to talk to you and to be able to see your face over the computer tonight.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Today I got lost in a parking lot with my kids. It reminded me of a certain fateful trip to Six Flags.
Oh my heavens, we were so lost. We walked around Six Flags parking lot for an hour or more trying to find our car. That was hysterical.
Yeah, and I mean, it was such a fun day. It was just me and you and the college students, and like the coolest day of my life.
But, until we couldn't find the car.
So what ended up happening? A police officer?
Well, like, you know, yeah, police officer stopped and said, could they help us? But it's like, so what do you tell them? You know, it's like you can, I don't remember the license plate number. So I was like, well, it's this model car and this color. And he's like, you know, there's 10,000 cars in this parking lot. So we just kept walking around.
Yeah. So
somehow we got home that night.
Yes, and a good time was had by all.
So yes, and it's so encouraging to me that I was doing stuff like that when I was in my 40s and not just when I'm in my 60s.
Right, it's not senility.
That's right.
All right, well, I can totally relate to the forgetfulness.
Yeah.
So, Dad, tonight we're going to be talking about some keys to mentoring.
Yes.
And so why don't you start by sharing what are the keys to mentoring that come to mind for you?
Gosh, you know, because I've been so involved in mentoring really about all my life, but especially all my adult life, it's like any time you ask me what are the keys, who knows how many I'm going to come up with. Is it two or is it 3,000? You know, the ones that, as I've been thinking about it for the last week or so, getting ready for our recording tonight, that have come to mind, there are three. I'm not in any way saying these are the three keys to mentoring. My only point really here is I know these three are important. Mm-hmm. I know these from my own experience. I know these from the decades that I've been a mentor. Mm-hmm. And I know this from all the training and Leadership Edge that we've done around mentoring. So the three that we're going to be talking about tonight, the first one is having a prayerful dependence upon God and realizing that He's the master mentor, mm-hmm. that His Holy Spirit is the master mentor. So a prayerful dependence on God and that He's the master mentor. Second one is...
Well, actually, let me stop you there. Let's go one by one. And
okay.
So what... I mean, I kind of know what you mean by that, but what does it mean that God is a master mentor?
Well, when you think about, you know, mentoring is about helping each other to become more like Christ, mm-hmm. helping each other to better become the man or woman that God's called us to be in our spheres of influence, to, you know, to serve His purposes for His glory. Mm-hmm. And if we think about that's the goal, then who does the Bible say is ultimately responsible for that? Mm-hmm. And I would say the Bible says that ultimately that is the Holy Spirit's role. That one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to take what Jesus did on the cross and to apply that to our lives, both in bringing us to faith in Christ, becoming a Christian, but then also in growing us up in Christ, so that we mature and become the man or woman that He has for us to be. And so I clearly think that the Holy Spirit is the master mentor. He's not only is the one who's ultimately in charge of our growth, but He's also the one who knows how to do it. Mm-hmm. He is the master mentor. So that's what we mean by that. And if you believe that, then the first part, the prayerful dependence, makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because if this is something that really is up to the Holy Spirit, then you can see why you need to pray for Him to do that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's so good. And man, that takes so much pressure off, that it's not about, you know, me having my A game today, or you know, like, even if you're going through a difficult season, that it's not about what you're bringing to the table as much as it is praying and asking God to allow you to be a part of what He's doing. That's really, really encouraging.
That's good. That's good.
Okay, so that's the first key. What's the next?
Okay, the second one we have is a clearly defined purpose and focus for the relationship that's flexible and adaptable. I'm going to say that again. A clearly defined purpose and focus for the relationship that is flexible and adaptable. And what we mean by that is, as you begin a mentoring relationship, and say you're going to meet up for coffee and have your first mentoring meeting, a lot of times, you know, the first meeting or two, it just tends to go pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of new, exciting. Both the mentor and mentee are glad to be there and are kind of engaged.
Mm-hmm.
By about the third meeting, it can come to a place where one or both of you are basically sitting there thinking, why am I here? What are we trying to accomplish? And so we think that it's important for there to be a defined purpose of what is the purpose of this relationship, and a focus for the relationship that gives some structure, some framework, to where we both know why we're here. We both know what this meeting needs to be about, but that is flexible and adaptable enough to where, as things come up, you know, you can adjust it to fit for the need of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So for a Leadership Edge mentoring relationship, what we're talking about especially here is, again, our personal vision statement, which is, by God's grace, to step forward as God's man or woman in my spheres of influence to serve His purposes for His glory. So that's the framing thought. That is the purpose, the framework, is for each of us to grow towards that,
mm-hmm.
to be God's man or woman in our spheres of influence by His grace, serving His purposes for His glory.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if we don't talk about that in every meeting, we both go into the meeting realizing that's why we're here. That's mm-hmm. what we're to accomplish. And it gives us a way to evaluate over time, are we moving toward that or aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And so I found that if you have something like that, it keeps it from what I call turning into a bowl of mush. And it keeps it sharp and focused, but really adaptable to the particular needs of the week or of the meeting that you're mm-hmm. having. Thoughts on that, Laura?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense to me. So then how often, like, is it something that you would revisit, I guess specifically, like, do we need to change things up? Is that something you just revisit as needed, or do you kind of check in periodically, hey, are we accomplishing these goals? What does that look like?
Yeah, I think it's important to do just kind of check-in questions every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And a check-in question could be something like, at the end of a meeting, just say, you know, as you look back on this hour and 15 minutes we've spent together, what are you taking away from this? And this isn't a say something nice about me as your mentor question, but this is really, what are you taking away from this? Because if over time they're not taking away anything, then it causes you to think this isn't really mm-hmm. accomplishing our purpose. So I think sometimes asking, what are you taking away from this?
Mm-hmm.
I think another way to get at it is if in your mentoring relationship you adopt the, say, our personal vision statement, then, you know, every so often, to ask the question, you know, how is God using our time together to help you to, by God's grace, step forward as God's man or woman in your spheres mm-hmm. of influence to serve His purposes for His glory? To mm-hmm. ask them, or for you to say to them, you know, here's how I see God doing this in your life. Like, as you were telling me about yeah. this today, I could see, boy, God's really growing you mm-hmm. and knowing how to step forward as His man or woman in this mm-hmm. sphere of influence. So those are some ways to kind of, in the course of a mentoring relationship, be looking for or asking for input that help you to see if change and impact is happening or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's good, Dad. Okay, so we've gone through two keys, and then what's a third key?
So what is the third key? The third key is intentional selection, both of the mentor and the mentee, that fits with the purpose and focus of the relationship. Now, I'm going to say that again, I'm going to explain it. Intentional selection of the mentor and mentee in a way that fits with the purpose and focus of the relationship. Now, what I mean by that is, if your purpose, if the focus of the relationship, say, for Leadership Edge is, by God's grace, to step forward as God's man or woman in my spheres of influence to serve His purposes for His glory, then you would want to have mentors who reflect that. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean perfectly, but who have adopted that that core purpose, that core focus or framework mm-hmm. for their own lives.
Yeah.
So that they're living that out, they're exemplifying that, they're growing in it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're anything but perfect in it, but it is something that they have committed to. Mm-hmm. And then similarly, you would want to have mentees that's what they're wanting. Mm-hmm. Meaning they connect with, yeah, I want to grow to be God's man or woman in my spheres of influence. Or, again, whatever framing thought you have for the mentoring relationship. Because if on the front end of the mentoring relationship, you're synced up in terms of what our purpose is, and for the mentor, and I'm seeing this from my life as well, I'm living this out in my life as well, and for the mentee being, yeah, and I really want to grow in that, mm-hmm. then this is a setup for growth mm-hmm. and for a really good exchange with each other. I think that in mentoring relationships where there's not a clear purpose, which is our second point, mm-hmm. or when either one or both of the mentor or mentee don't really connect with that core purpose, mm-hmm. then things begin to go adrift. There's not kind of a clear, this is where we're heading. Yeah. And again, by third or fourth meeting, one or both of you are sitting there wondering, what are we accomplishing? Mm-hmm. I don't get what's going on here.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that, Laura?
Well, let me ask you, so in your first conversation, like, do you tend to, before your first meeting, have some sort of interaction with a new mentee? Or how do you determine if you're well matched?
Yeah. Well, I think that before you kind of formally move into a mentoring relationship, you just need to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. And that can be through, you know, having coffee together, doing things socially together. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're married or and have a family, maybe your family and their family getting together. Mm-hmm. Just have a number of ways to kind of be around each other, to kind of get a sense of each other.
Yeah.
To kind of get a sense of who they are, who you are. And you both maybe begin to sense, is there a connection here? Is there a fit here? Mm-hmm. So I think that it usually is not a good idea and can actually be very awkward mm-hmm. to, you know, in a sense, walk up to a stranger and it's like, can I be your mentor?
Kind sure. of thing. Yeah.
But I think it's more that in the context of just going through life with people, looking for those who you think you could connect well with in a mentoring relationship, and that you're beginning to see in them a desire to grow and to mm-hmm. learn, and especially in ways that fit with whatever the core purpose is going to be for the mentoring relationship that you're going to have with them. Mm-hmm. So if your core purpose is a leadership-based personal vision statement, mm-hmm. that you see that that's something that maybe they don't have those words yet, mm-hmm. that's something that they would want to grow towards as you've gotten to know them.
Yeah.
Does that answer that question?
Yeah, no, that definitely does. And I do, it makes a lot of sense to me how the vision statement just, and especially the fact that there's like multiple different points that it hits, but what a great tool that is for kind of being able to check, are we moving towards the growth that we're hoping to see, and is this really a meaningful and helpful way to spend time? So yeah, that's really good. So are there additional things that are important in a match, like similar career trajectories, or are those important, or does it tend to be that as long as the vision is similar, that really you could meet with someone from a completely different stage or walk of life?
You know, that is such an interesting question, and it's one that I've pondered for decades, and one that I have answered in different ways at different times over the decades, because again, kind of common sense would cause you to think the more you have in common with someone, the more likely for success there is in a mentoring relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, that's reasonable to think. Mm-hmm. But I've also seen that sometimes if there's too much commonality, that there can be a subtle way of, in a sense, affirming each other's blind spots. Hmm. Rather than really being challenged by someone who in some ways is different than you.
That's interesting.
And that doesn't see life the same way you do.
Like, give me one example of like how that works.
Well, say if you are an upper middle class white person, mm-hmm. and you're in a mentoring relationship with an upper middle class white person, mm-hmm. and you're trying to think about the needs of your neighborhood, mm-hmm. then you're going to kind of understand those as upper middle class white people, mm-hmm. understand them. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily bad, but if there was someone of different, skin color than you, mm-hmm. and different socioeconomic background from you, mm-hmm. they would be able to add into that discussion some things that you just don't see. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the way I would answer this question now would be, I think there has to be enough held in common, especially in terms of core values and mm-hmm. beliefs, mm-hmm. that we both believe this could make sense. But granted that, there's enough difference to where there is kind of diversity of perspective brought in that makes it even more of a helpful relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dad, thanks. All of this is really helpful. Any other closing thoughts related to the three keys?
Well, I think with our keys, the prayerful dependence on God and that He's the master mentor, that you do need a defined purpose and focus for the relationship, and that the mentor and mentee need to connect with that. I think that granted that, then you just get after it, mm-hmm. meaning you jump in, you try mm-hmm. it, and you're always learning. As a mentor, you're constantly learning about how to be vulnerable and authentic yourself, mm-hmm. and to give yourself in a mentoring relationship in a way that really helps others and it kind of helps to open them up to do the same. So I guess what I'm saying here is take these three keys that we've talked about and then try them out and see if they prove to be true for you as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Dad. And thanks to you listeners for joining us. And please come back in a couple of weeks when we'll be dropping our next episode, which is Mentoring for Lifelong Impact. Thanks and have a great night.
Listeners, if you would like to find out more about John's thoughts on life, leadership, and mentoring, please go to the Leadership Edge website at www.lead-edge.com. Or if you have questions or ideas of topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us at lai@lead-edge.com. We look forward to hearing from you.